Welcome to Being Multidimensional with Ron Navarre. Welcome, dear friends from near and far. Today I'd like to tune in and talk about alignment. What is alignment? What purpose does it serve? How can we utilize alignment for our benefit? So when I speak of alignment in my teaching practice, I'm usually talking about the alignment of mind, body, energy, spirit. In the context of being grounded and being present. When we are in alignment, we have a connection to our higher self, to our soul presence, and to a vast amount of resources from the multidimensional perspective. We have access to memory, to information, to energy, to inspiration. There are many levels that we can access when we are in alignment. When we are out of alignment, we are disjointed, we are fragmented, misaligned. We do not have that same ease of fluidity, of effortless connection and access. Everything becomes more difficult. Any task becomes more difficult when we are off balance. If you are out of alignment, you are struggling, first and foremost, instinctively, to regain balance, to come back to center. This is basic martial art theory. Throw your opponent off balance. And once they are so preoccupied with regaining balance that they cannot effectively react or respond to any further incoming attack or threat. It's just instinctive. If you're walking down the street and you trip and you start stumbling forward, you can't think of anything other than regaining your balance or coming back to alignment. So this is the analogy of centering and grounding on a daily basis, not just once. You don't just get up in the morning and do your yoga, tai chi, or qigong, or meditation practice and align yourself and say, oh, I'm good for the day. I guarantee it won't last very long, depending upon what's going on. Because we're living in such a chaotic and turbulent time on a global scale. There are so many factors that influence us, that pull our focus, and we feel like we're being buffeted about, like a small boat in a big storm. It's hard to feel like we have any sense of power when we are constantly being tossed about, pushed and pulled off center. So from my perspective as a lifelong martial artist and energetic healer and therapist, the number one goal for us as individuals right now is to establish a sense of alignment that allows us to connect to ourselves multidimensionally, as well as to the earth, and access all of these internal resources that are available through alignment. I use several tools to do this. I have mentioned the four connections: breath, center, ground, and space. Breathing in to a soft, gentle smile, soften, smile, breathe, and become aware of the center line of your body, your connection to the earth and the space around you. Breath, center, ground, and space. That brings your mental body into alignment with the physical, with the emotional. Now, once you've established that connection, we have to set energy into fluid motion. Often we are living in a state of alternating contraction and expansion, or freeze and flow. When we are caught off guard, when we are surprised, when we are stressed or feel threatened, our tendency is to freeze, to armor ourselves and to lock up in order to brace ourselves and protect ourselves. And this strategy, which is instinctive for all animals, isn't really effective in the greater context of these larger existential threats that we face. Freezing and armoring yourself when you think about your health or your bank account or your relationship is not going to protect you. It is only going to make you feel stuck and frozen. And so I want to bring this to your attention because it is also an intention. When you freeze and lock up, it's because you intend to, largely because you think and believe at a subconscious level that that freezing and armoring is going to help you and protect you, but it won't. If you're crossing the street and you see a car coming toward you quickly and you suddenly lock up and freeze, you run a greater risk of getting hit by that car than if you were to move quickly out of the path of the incoming vehicle. So instead of stopping, locking, and freezing, we have to soften, flow, and move out of the path of danger. So that's an external example, but the internal also applies. If there is something like the current state of affairs globally, global conflict and wars, if I focus on that and think about it, it's frightening and it's threatening. And as a result, if I am not fully aware of my defensive pattern, I might lock up. I might freeze in an attempt to armor and protect myself physically, but it will not help in that context. What would be more effective is if I could stay centered, aligned, grounded, and fluid so that I can respond in the present moment to what is happening in my space here and now. So it's about coming back into the four connections again: breath, center, ground, space. What is happening in your immediate space here and now? If you are driving a car, well, there's the immediate space of your vehicle, but then there's the greater context of the environment that you are traveling through, the road that you're on, traffic that you might be encountering, or any obstacles in the road. So all of this is a product of awareness, of focus, and intention. We can expand our awareness contextually to include the immediate space and the greater space around us. What's important is to maintain that sense of fluidity, the ability to adapt and respond spontaneously in the present, moment to moment, to whatever we encounter now. Not to focus on what may or may not happen in the near or distant future. That is going to result in a degree of fragmentation of mind from body, a misalignment. We're going to lose our integrity of mind, body, spirit, energy when we focus too far away from the present. It's okay to have a broader context of the situation and to look at that from the center of now. And when we look at that from our central space of being present, we can see many different possible scenarios or timelines that could happen or may not happen. Focusing on something that may or may not happen long term, too far down the road, is not productive. It is only going to create fragmentation, stress, and resistance. You have to learn to see that when you indulge in it, to detach from it, and to come back into your breath, your center of the ground, and this space. Soften, smile, breathe, and listen. When you intend to listen, you are listening now. You cannot listen in the future or in the past, just as you cannot breathe in the future or the past. You can only breathe, sense, feel, and listen now. And that is our goal in our meditative practice, our grounding practice, our centering practice, and becoming a fluid presence in this dimension that we call our reality of the world. So coming back to the breath, coming back to your center, to the ground, to your immediate space, and just listen, sense, and feel what is present now. When you do that, you effectively detach from your imagination, from future timelines, from past experience, and you become aligned in the present space-time. This is essential as we continue to evolve and move forward during this time of unprecedented change and transformation on a global scale. So there are many factors that we are sensing, feeling, and reacting to at this time. From our immediate surroundings to our political situation, our economic situation within our communities, locally, nationally, and globally. Everything is uncertain at this moment. This is unprecedented. This has never happened on such a massive scale that as a global society of humanity, we are so interconnected through our technology and through our growing awareness that we are very much aware that nothing is certain, nothing is stable at this time. I find it laughable when someone says, "What is your 5-year plan?" Nobody can make a 5-year plan anymore. That might have been true in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s. That is not true anymore. I have clients that are very successful business people who decades ago would say, "I have a 5 and a 10 year and a 20 year plan." When I speak to these people now, they say, "All plans are out the window." We are living in such a fluid situation within our own societies and interconnectedly that it is not possible anymore to say with any certainty what is going to happen even a week from now. That is where we find ourselves. Can we acknowledge this? Can we accept and allow this to be as it is? Because it is so. This is our reality. This is the truth of our present time and moment. I, for one, am living in a constant state of acceptance and allowance. I am very much aware of what's going on around me and inside of me. I am very much aware that I do not understand what is going to happen. And a big part of my life practice now is to allow myself to let go of this need to figure it out or to understand it with any sense of absolute clarity or certainty. Instead, I say, I accept, I allow, I flow. I breathe, I feel, I flow, I know now. What do I know? I know now. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I am aware of the past, but the past no longer informs us as it once did. We had a period of time where we could look at the patterns of the past and use those to predict with a fairly high level of accuracy certain trends and certain outcomes for the future. That is no longer the case. The past is no longer a reliable reference to what is going to happen in the near or distant future. What I am very much aware of, what I am coming to terms with now, is the understanding that I create my future in the present based upon what I choose to focus on, what I intend, what I invest in. This is the new reality, the new paradigm of creating our future now and letting go of past reference, using the current information, current technology that we all have access to, or the majority of us have access to, and then taking that information and allowing it to flow through our awareness, through the vessel of our bodies, and then listening. Listening to that felt experience within the question, what do I need now? What do we need now? What is happening now? Right now in my immediate space, what is happening in a larger context within my community, within my city, my state, my country, within the world? What do I / we wish to experience? What do we choose to create now that will become our future? Part of this new paradigm that is emerging, that is often referred to as the great shift, a shift of frequency and resonance and consciousness on a planetary scale, is the realization of our innate personal power as a soul incarnated into this physical reality, as a conscious steward of the planet that we live on. We are not here to overpower and dominate and manipulate the planet. That was never the intention. That is a distortion. We were here given this space, this time, this beautiful, wonderful, multidimensional environment called Earth, to act as stewards in harmony and cooperation with all life on the planet. This is our service. This is one of our roles. If we look at the state of affairs, we see that we abandoned that long ago in favor of industrial and technological and economic progress, which is now threatening the entire ecosystem of all life on the planet. This is the inflection point that we now find ourselves. If we can acknowledge that, we can then make new choices. And those choices start at home, within ourselves, within our own heart, mind, and soul. What do I choose now? By asking that question, breathing, listening through the body, I personally find a wealth of answers, of insight, of clarity, and possibility. There's no one absolute final answer to this question. There are choices that we can make. I choose to pause frequently throughout my day to be still, to breathe, and to just listen without judgment or expectation as a way to detach from all of the chatter, all of the noise within the interference field that we find ourselves navigating on a daily basis. The media, all of the noise and narratives. I find it absolutely essential to pause, to stop, disconnect, and just ground, center, and align through breath, center, ground, space for a period of a few minutes to maybe half an hour or an hour if you have the time. If you don't, just give yourself whatever amount of time that you have available to pause, be still, breathe, and listen without judgment or expectation. If you give that gift of space and time to yourself, you will begin to sense and feel this inner alignment, this inner flow, this multidimensional stream of energy, of consciousness, of information that is available to every one of us at any given moment. But we have to make the choice to stop and connect, to tune in. We are tuners, we are receivers, we are like a radio in which we can tune into any channel within a specific spectrum, but we have to intend to do it. It doesn't happen clearly and consistently by itself. That is why we need a practice, something that we can do with consistency, with frequency. And I encourage you to just give yourself these pauses, not once, not twice, 10 times a day, even if it's just for 60 seconds or 3 minutes or 5 minutes. Pause, tune in, align, breathe, listen, flow. I say to myself, I breathe, I feel, I flow, I know now. Without judgment, without expectation. What I know is what I sense and feel. Doesn't mean I understand it intellectually. It means I understand it in feeling and fluidity. And this is where we are training ourselves to become more aware, more expansive in our consciousness, to not just rely on the narrow band of the intellect, which is largely attached to past reference. The intellect is always there, always available, but it is not the primary filter for perception. We have to move beyond that now. We have to move into multidimensional perception to be able to observe with our intellect, listen through our heart, trust our gut. So observe without judgment or expectation with your intellect. That is the biggest challenge in the beginning. And then tune into that fluid heart that is constantly pumping energy, light, blood, fluidly through your entire body, which is intimately connected to your senses. And then tune into your gut, your instinct, your intuition, and observe and feel and listen. And if you can do that with some consistency without judgment or expectation, eventually you begin to learn that this is a state of alignment, of fluid, moment-to-moment, breath-to-breath, sensing, feeling, and knowing on a very deep level and on a very expanded, multidimensional level. After some time of practice, you can learn to hold that connection, allow that flow, and then begin the process of asking questions. That connection, that flow, is connected to your soul, which exists on multiple dimensions simultaneously, has access to multiple levels of perception, of energy, of information. And this is where we begin to shift the paradigm away from seeking guidance externally, from seeking validation from some outside authority, be it our teacher, our friend, our priest, our rabbi, or our government, whatever it may be. That time is coming to an end of giving up our personal power and authority to an external source. What needs to happen now is that each individual, each sovereign soul, seeks that guidance within themselves. And once we can establish that connection and learn to trust ourselves at that level, then we can begin the process of building small communities of like-minded sovereign souls who can come together in community and in this shared resonance of understanding that we are all vastly unique in our own way. And we all have our own gifts and talents and dimensions of service to offer our communities and our planet. And then we can begin the process of creating within the present space-time a new future based on this mutual understanding, an understanding of reverence, of respect, of soulful creativity in service, not just of ourselves, but for each other and for all of the life forms and dimensions on our planet. This is where we are heading, and we're not going to get there by being passive or by abdicating our power to an outside authority. We have to go inward, into the breath, into the body, into our heart, into our soul connection, which happens through alignment of mind, body, spirit, energy. I hope you find this helpful. I leave you with a simple practice. Breathe in, and as you breathe in, say to yourself in your mind, I breathe, I feel, I flow, I know. And as you exhale, say now. Breathe in, I feel, I flow, I know. Now, one more time. I breathe, I feel, I flow, I know now.